Hey, if you're just tuning in, here's a little something. Here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's Morning's Edition Cliff Notes. After returning from Iraq, Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman praised U.S. strategy there and urged President Bush to update the American people on progress being made. Lieberman, who spent Wednesday and Thursday in Iraq, said he saw strong evidence that a plan is in place. Unfortunately, that plan is to fool idiots like Lieberman whenever they're in Iraq on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Lieberman had little time to defend his comments. The Bush administration has asked him to tour and report back from devastated areas of New Orleans. Because he's an apologist, Bush. All right. The Vatican newspaper said yesterday that homosexuality destabilizes individuals and society. Unfortunately, the Vatican's message was somewhat mitigated because it was delivered by men dressed in glittering robes that RuPaul would regard as overly flamboyant. The paper insisted that his homosexuality had no redeeming value, an attitude which would explain the large number of bad haircuts among the Catholic hierarchy. So yeah, it's kind of like a stereotyping joke. Probably not going to make some people happy, but, you know, there are some gay hairdressers. That's all. That's enough said. You know, it's not everybody. The Vatican newspaper says homosexuality could never match the importance of the relationship between a man and a woman, especially a 12-year-old man whose mother catches him with a copy of Hustler and forces him into the priesthood. A new study shows that people perceive a businesswoman in a sexy attire as less competent, although the same clothes do not affect their opinion of a receptionist. Upon hearing of the study, marketers of Victoria's Secret put on hold plans for the crotchless power suit, the boardroom bustier, and the line of high heels called Promote Me Pumps. It's our Cliff Notes.